The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
There are stories that start with a knock in the dark, a shadow on the wall, or a voice that says your name when no one's around. But this one begins with something quieter, the trembling of a child's bed. A girl, barely 4 years old, waking night after night in a house that never really slept. She remembers the move like most kids remember birthdays, the smell of new paint, boxes stacked high, her very own room. The walls were a pale yellow, her mother's attempt to make it cheerful. But when the lights went out, the color vanished, swallowed whole by the kind of dark that hums. It always began the same way. She'd wake up, not from a dream, but from something. A pull in her stomach, a whisper her mind couldn't catch. Then the bed would start to shake. Not a little, not the way a truck passing down the street makes things rattle. This was deliberate, violent for a few seconds, then perfectly still. She told herself it had to be a dream. She was 4. Everything scary is supposed to be a dream. But one night she woke with a start, not from movement, but from falling. She hit the mattress hard like she'd been hovering inches above it and suddenly dropped. The air left her lungs. She stared at the ceiling, too frightened to cry. What could she tell her parents that she fell onto her bed? Even as a child, she knew how impossible that sounded. Still, the memory never left her. 16 years later, she could close her eyes and feel the jolt in her bones. And always, there was that sound. The house was 2-story, her room directly above the garage. The door down there had a distinct way it shut. Old wood, warped by years of humidity, slamming hard enough to echo through the floorboards. Every night, sometime after she'd crawl into bed, she'd hear it. Bang. Then silence. Her parents never used the garage. It was storage. Boxes, old bicycles, forgotten Christmas decorations. She'd even crept down there once or twice, flashlight in hand, to check. Nothing but dust and spider webs. Still, the sound came. She tried to tell herself it was the house settling. That's what adults always said when strange things happened. Just the house settling. But even as a kid, she could tell the difference between wood creaking and a door slamming shut like someone wanted to make sure it stayed that way. She grew older, tried to leave it behind. Childhood ghosts become bedtime stories you tell yourself not to believe in. By 11, she had new mysteries. Growing up, hormones, dreams. But then the dreams started to talk back. The first lucid dream came on an ordinary night. She fell asleep in her room, curled on her side. The glow of her nightlight painting the walls. When she woke, nothing looked different. Same bedspread, same hum of the air vent. Except she wasn't alone. She couldn't see anyone, but she heard him. A voice not outside her, but inside. Like it was using her thoughts as its own mouth. Smooth. Confident, not a child's voice. At first, it spoke nonsense, a hum of words she didn't catch, and then the dream shifted. She was 11, and it became something she didn't yet understand, but would learn to name later, an incubus dream. When she woke, she felt ashamed, confused. She was too young to be dreaming about that. She told herself it was puberty, biology, whatever health class said was normal. But the voice came again, weeks later, and then months later. Always spaced out, always the same. She'd lie there, half awake, half asleep, and hear it. Hello? The voice was male, not too old, but older than her, patient, waiting. She ignored it, until one night when she couldn't. She was 13, or maybe 14, lying on her side, eyes heavy, but not asleep. Then came that whisper right beside her ear. Are you there? Without thinking, she sat up. Yes, she said, into the dark. I'm here. Silence. Not even the hum of the vent this time, just an emptiness that pressed against her skin. The voice never spoke again after that, not out loud anyway. But the dreams continued. She'd wake up exactly where she'd fallen asleep, same position, same blanket twisted around her. She'd feel hands, strong, heavy, holding her down, a presence behind her that spoke without sound. She never saw his face. Once she begged to, reached back, grabbed what felt like a forearm, warm, solid, undeniably real, and pleaded, please, let me see you. The answer was instant. Number. The word wasn't heard, it was felt, like it vibrated through her teeth. It's better if you don't. Every time she woke afterward, she told herself it was just dreams, just her mind. But deep down she knew they weren't like other dreams. They didn't fade. They stayed, vivid, physical, as if they'd actually happened. Then at 17, everything stopped. She got pregnant. And just like that, silence. No voice, no dreams. No shadow touching her at night. For years, she thought, maybe motherhood had broken whatever connection there was. Maybe life and light had pushed the darkness away. She didn't hear from it again. Not until she made the one mistake almost every curious soul makes at least once. She took out a Ouija board. It had been years since she'd even thought about that kind of thing. Ghosts, spirits, Ouija boards. She was grown now, a mother, working, surviving, grounded in reality. But curiosity has a way of sneaking back in through cracks you thought you'd sealed. And it started as a joke. She didn't even own a board. Just grabbed a sheet of paper, scrawled the alphabet, the numbers, yes and no. She told herself it was nothing. Just a relic of childhood curiosity. She lit a candle, put her fingers on a glass. Is anyone there? It moved. She thought maybe she'd nudged it by accident, but then it spelled something, R.C. That was it. Just those two letters. She asked, what's your name? The planchette repeated it, R.C. Do you want to talk? It slid to number, then it stopped moving altogether. She laughed, the kind of nervous laugh that tries to drown out unease, tore the paper in half, tossed it in the trash. Okay, subconscious, she muttered. Nice try. And that was that, or so she thought. A few months later, the dreams returned, and at first she didn't even connect the two. She'd moved on, dating someone new, sleeping at her boyfriend's place most nights. Then one evening, she fell asleep beside him, on her stomach, same as always, and woke up paralyzed. Her eyes were open. She could see the faint blue glow of the TV, hear his breathing beside her. Everything looked normal, except for the weight pressing into her back. It was heavy, solid, human, and her boyfriend was still asleep on the far side of the bed. Then the weight began to move. She could feel her body shift in rhythm in all too familiar motion. She couldn't breathe, couldn't scream. Every muscle locked in place as the presence above her took control. When it was over, the pressure lifted. She shot awake, really awake this time, gasping for air. Her boyfriend hadn't stirred. She told herself it had to be sleep paralysis, the mind trapped in the body, a hallucination. But the way her skin tingled, the way the sheets had shifted beneath her, it felt too physical. She didn't tell him. She didn't tell anyone. But a week later, it happened again. Same bed, same position. This time the weight came down fast, jumping onto her like a body slamming from above. She screamed, "Get off me, Josh!" and kicked. The pressure disappeared instantly. When her boyfriend stirred, confused, she turned to him. "Did you just jump on me?" He blinked, half asleep. "What?" No, she wanted to believe him. But the next night she dreamed again. Only this time, she wasn't even sure it was a dream. She was lying on her side, awake enough to hear the TV, to make out the street noise outside. The world was exactly as it should be. Then something pressed up against her back. Firm, deliberate. Not air, not imagination. She stayed still, testing it like you'd test a dream to see if you were in one. But it was there, breathing against her shoulder. And then it vanished. When she woke fully, her boyfriend told her he'd been out of the room. She started losing track of when she was awake and when she wasn't. The dreams felt so identical to reality that waking became unreliable. Then came the final visit, the one that made her realize the thing from her childhood had never gone away. She was home this time, alone, fell asleep in her own bed. When she woke, she was staring straight ahead at the wall like she always did. She felt it behind her, close enough that she could feel her hair move, then fingers playing, twirling a strand, gentle, almost tender. She whispered into the dark, "Who are you?" The answer came in a voice that wasn't quite human, soft, distorted, like it came from underwater. "It is me." She woke up instantly, heart hammering. The room was silent. She sat up, stared into the darkness, half expecting something to still be there. The next day, she did something she knew she shouldn't. But fear and curiosity have always been twins. She made another board, paper, pen, a glass, just like before. "Is anyone there?" The glass slid to yes. Her pulse spiked. "What's your name?" R.C. She froze. The letters blurred before her eyes. She hadn't thought about that name, those initials. since the first time. But now they were back. "Are you following me?" she asked. The glass circled the paper, slow and deliberate, then stopped at yes. Her heart pounded. "Why?" she whispered. "Nothing." She didn't wait for another answer. She tore the paper apart, shoved it in the trash, same as before. Except this time, she forgot to say goodbye. That was a day ago, and the silence since has felt too still, too expectant. Like something holding its breath, waiting for her to close her eyes again. That night, she left every light on in the house. The hum of electricity filled the silence, and for the first time since childhood, she was afraid to fall asleep. But exhaustion always wins. Sometime after midnight, she drifted off, one arm flung across the blanket, her phone still glowing on the nightstand. When she woke, the screen was black, and so was everything else. The power was out. She reached for her phone, dead. The only sound was her own heartbeat and something else, a faint scraping from the wall behind her bed. She told herself it was the house settling, the pipes, the wind, every excuse she'd learned since childhood. But the sound grew louder, closer, until it was right behind her headboard. Then came the whisper. Not from a dream this time, not from her thoughts. This was air, real and close enough to feel on her neck. "You shouldn't have called me back." Her stomach dropped. She sat up too fast, disoriented, eyes scanning the dark. There was no shape, no figure. Only the oppressive weight of a room that suddenly felt occupied. She spoke before she could stop herself. "What do you want from me?" Silence, then faint, almost playful. A breath beside her ear. "You already know." She lunged for the lamp, flicked the switch. Nothing. The bulb didn't so much as flicker. Her hands trembled. She whispered a prayer she hadn't used in years, when her mother had taught her when she was little, back when her bed used to shake. "Our Father who art in heaven." A low sound interrupted her. Not laughter exactly, but something close. A sound that didn't belong to any living throat. When the power finally came back on hours later, she was still sitting upright, back pressed to the headboard, the blanket wrapped tight around her knees. The next morning, she tore the last pieces of the makeshift Ouija board to shreds, burned them in the sink, and let the ashes swirl down the drain. The air smelled like smoke and regret, but the heaviness didn't leave. Days went by. She jumped at every sound, slept with her lights on. The house felt wrong, off balance. Doors clicked shut on their own. The old familiar slam of the garage door returned just as it had when she was four. Sometimes she'd feel the bed shudder beneath her, subtle at first, then stronger. A quick violent jolt like something flexing just beneath the floorboards. It was all the same patterns, circling back. That's when she started writing everything down. Not because she thought anyone would believe her, no one ever had, but because she needed proof that she wasn't unraveling. That there was a timeline, a cause, a pattern. It all fit together too neatly to ignore. The shaking bed, the voice, the lucid dreams, the entity that refused to show its face, the silence during pregnancy, the reawakening after the Ouija board. Every thread led back to him. R.C. But who, or what, was R.C.? She scoured the internet for every name, every spirit story, every demonology list she could find. Nothing matched. R.C. was a blank, a cipher. Still, the dreams told her enough. Each one started the same. She'd wake within her own body, paralyzed but conscious. The air would thicken. Then came the touch. Sometimes gentle, sometimes forceful, but always deliberate. And every time she tried to speak, the same whisper answered her, "It's me." No name, no face. Just that. It's me. She wondered if maybe RC wasn't a name at all, but a claim. Return call, recurring connection, reclaimed, words that meant belonging, possession, ownership. The more she thought about it, the more her nights changed. She'd wake with the faint scent of cologne on her pillow, the indent of a body beside her that wasn't there when she went to sleep. She told herself it couldn't be real. Couldn't. Until the night she heard her son's bedroom door creak open. He was 4 now, the same age she'd been when her bed first started shaking. She ran to his room, heart in her throat, ready to find him out of bed. But he was asleep, breathing evenly, his tiny hand curled under his cheek. The door, however, was wide open. And in the hallway beyond, she swore she saw movement. Not a shadow cast, but a shadow formed. Tall, faint, there for only a heartbeat before it melted into the dark. That was the moment she realized this wasn't random. It wasn't chance. It was generational. Like something had chosen her the way a storm chooses a path. Not personal, but inevitable. She closed her son's door and sat in the hallway until morning, eyes fixed on that empty space where the shadow had stood. The next day, she reached out to the only person she thought might understand. An older friend who'd once studied the paranormal. She told him everything. The dreams, the voice, the Ouija boards, the name. He listened quietly, then said, "You never closed the session." "I tore it up," she said. "That's not closing it," he replied. "You told it you'd talk again. That's an invitation. You didn't end it. You paused it." The words hit like a punch. "So what do I do?" He hesitated. "You can tell it to leave. You can pray. You can burn what's left. But if it's truly attached, it might not listen." That night, she did everything he said. Candles, salt, prayers, the works. Her voice shook, but she said it anyway. "You are not welcome here. You have no power here. Leave me alone." The silence that followed was deep, electric. For a moment, she thought maybe, just maybe, it worked. Then the candle flame flickered, stretched sideways, and went out. The room filled with the smell of burnt wax and cold air. From somewhere in the darkness, a voice whispered one last thing. "See you soon." She moved out a month later. New apartment, new locks, fresh paint. The kind of clean start people crave after trauma. For weeks, she slept soundly. No dreams, no voices. Until one morning, she woke to find 3 letters traced faintly in the dust on her bedside table. R.C. She stared at them until her vision blurred. Then slowly they began to fade, as if someone were erasing them from the inside out. That was last week, and every night since, she's felt it again. That weight on the mattress, pressing down just enough to let her know she isn't alone. She doesn't scream anymore. She just whispers into the dark, the same way she did when she was a child. "I know you're there." And somewhere unseen, something whispers back. "It's me."
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, "Where did that rabbit come from?" So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. Five stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, Sports Briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. Five stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs. Oh boy, where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? They keep everything in place, even during intense jumping jacks. These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. There are endless gifts that can make the male friend in your life feel supported and heroic. Gifts that make them feel like they can conquer jumping jacks and perform impromptu magic tricks. And they're all on Amazon. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.